co mě uzemnilo jako jo, těžce teda jo, je tohleto, protože to se jmenuje jak?
In his weekly TV show Ano Šefe or Yes Boss, Zdeněk Pojrajch sets restaurant owners straight. Some might say he is the closest equivalent that the Czech Republic has to Gordon Ramsay. And the Czech celebrity chef has some authority on the topic. He started cooking in 1975, then left the country shortly after the Velvet Revolution and spent some time working abroad. Since returning home, he has applied what he calls the Western standard of cooking and service to a number of restaurants around Prague. Zdeněk Pojrajch's current operation is the restaurant in the city's famous Hotel Imperial, where I met up with him to talk about why so many restaurants fail at producing decent food.
The most common thing is that people are entering the restaurant business with a lot of prejudices about it. A lot of them don't realize how very competitive it is, and quite often they don't have any qualification for it, no education, not even running tobacconist shop maybe. That they just think that the restaurant business is something what is actually working by momentum somehow. And I think it's for the most of the people I met during our shooting, it was really like rude awakening, which is going to cost them, some of them, lifetime savings. I think that restaurant industry is really a brutal one. And those people, they simply have no idea.
What was some of the worst food you had to taste at those restaurants?
I can still remember that incredible pasta sort of gratin with some broccoli, which was, you wouldn't serve it in a prison probably. That was the most awful thing I've seen on the plate. And yeah, there is a lot of shocking things, you know. But this one was pure garbage. You couldn't even talk about cooking. You would just imagine the penne, which is overcooked till it actually loses its shape. Some totally overcooked broccoli and some cheap cheese on the top of it, and all this fleshed under the grill and served. What I find quite shocking, actually, in that particular episode was that the people were even complaining about portion size. You know, they would probably be able to consume more of that shit. And to me, it's I'm just amazed. You know, I just think that I'm often asked a question by the people that when we gonna improve the food and blah 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 in this country, because for some reason people think we are our show is sort of mission for a better food or somehow. But I'm always saying, you know, it's in your hand. You consumers, you are the only ones. You have this tremendous power of not taking it. Simply don't go to those places. Don't accept it as a standard. And I think it's in the consumer's hands at the end of the day.
In terms of maybe the service side of things, I mean, often you focus on the kitchen and the budget when you go into these restaurants and on your TV show. But in terms of service, do you think there's still a lot left to catch up with the West here?
I'm afraid that the Czech people are not born for the service. I think that still there are still many of them who find it, let's say, humiliating somehow or frustrating, or that they simply don't realize the importance of the good service. Thanks God, I don't know if it's thanks God, but with many restaurants closing their doors nowadays, there is still the let's say the demand for the good waiters positions is growing. At least there is some people available on the market. When we were starting 2 years ago, we could have post an ad for a waiter and waited for a month without any single reply. Now it's changing. I think that people will probably sooner or later value to get a good job where they can make a decent living on. But yeah, service, I think it's still very basic in a lot of places. What I'm missing in many restaurants is just the feel, you know. I don't really care whether someone brings me the food from the left or right hand side. I don't give a damn. For me, it's important that someone gives me a smile and create some sort of atmosphere. And it's very often not the case.
So what do you think has changed since 20 years ago, since the Velvet Revolution, in terms of maybe cuisine, ingredients that are available, and so on?
Well, as far as the ingredients are concerned, I just think that we can import just about everything. Local ingredients, they virtually don't exist to a certain extent. So to quality restaurants, we importing just about really everything. It's quite shocking that the local producers, they actually don't do anything. And what has changed for the better? Of course, it's a huge number of the restaurants. I think the number of the restaurants must have multiplied by I don't know how much, but just about every single hole in the house is the restaurant nowadays. All those people, they sort of fight the price war more than they would think creatively about being different or being more interesting. So now we can buy everything, but the buying power is still not there. So lots of restaurants, they're selling very, very cheap, and the costs are actually skyrocketing at the moment, and they simply they're not able to make enough profits anymore.
You mentioned locally manufactured ingredients. In recent years, it's been a huge trend to shop locally, go to the farmer's market. Do you think that's going to arrive here?
You know what? I actually don't think so. Because I'm quite skeptical. I think it's shocking that a city like Prague is not having a single food market of certain size. There is a lot of different markets with the garbage clothes and fake whatever. I think that Prague actually owns their own citizens big time. Something like, you know, you see stupid aqua parks on every corner, but there is no single place where you can comfortably buy and enjoy food as such.
Why do you think that is? It's a bit strange.
I just don't think that there is enough producers. You know, I think that what would help is to create a spot where general public is having access to the foodstuffs, what we are having, okay? They would grow the market tremendously. And I think there must be I think that who rules actually the food business in this country is supermarket chains, no doubt about it. They basically dictate the price. At the same time, they're killing the producers. And if the poor producers, they have no other place to go, they simply work for the supermarkets. That's all that is.
And now to switch a bit from the producers to actual what is being cooked, I think I noticed at least a bit there is a trend to go back to kind of making Czech traditional food, but just focusing on making it well and from good ingredients. Do you think it's still something that people enjoy and maybe even something that people do at home, that they make knedlíky from scratch or they take the time to make a good svíčková? Or do you think it's all going towards making a quick pasta?
I think that people nowadays, they simply don't have enough time to cook Czech cuisine properly during the week. They should be doing it, let's say, during the weekends, because the traditional Czech stuff is quite time-consuming, and it's not really suitable, let's say, for summer months. I think it's sort of dying away, and I think that maybe sooner than we think, the quality Czech cuisine will be available in the restaurants only.
And what do you think is replacing it, or do you see any trends or bigger developments in cooking here?
Well, I'm afraid it's, in the better cases, it's probably replaced by, let's say, sort of Italian Euro type of food, but unfortunately, I think in many, many cases, it's being replaced by pure garbage, what people are stuffing their faces with.
That edition of Panorama was first broadcast in January 2010.